This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
We've now got Dale Park in the studio. Dale Park's a convener of the VGLRL, which is really our lobby group, our LGBTI lobby group. I think you need to do something about the name, Dale, at some point. That aside, Dale, you've recently just put out an interesting booklet called The Election Platform.
Yep.
So it's essentially a series of asks of state government putting forward to them with the state coming election.
Yeah, that's correct. So the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, in conjunction with 30 other LGBTI organisations, came together to develop this booklet. There was probably about 10 of us responsible for doing the initial writing and then getting the sign-off and inclusion of the other groups. So the fact that I think we've been able to bring all those groups together,
have
consensus, and really produce something that speaks to the breadth of our community and really addresses the issues that need to be focused on by the next government in Victoria.
I've had a look at the book and I think it's very well laid out. You've got sort of broad topics with a series of asks under each topic. One of the bits of feedback that I've heard is that there's not enough tangible things in there for government to actually announce. If you were to pull something out of that, what would you say would be the top two or three things that you would like to see an incoming government be able to say, this is what we've delivered?
So that's a really interesting point. So when I'm now going to talk about what the VGLRL, it would be saying, rather than speak on behalf of all the other organisations.
Of course.
We each have our own, I guess, priorities and focus.
That comes across in the document because it is so broad and so dense.
So I think some of the really tangible things that actually do need to be addressed and changed, religious exemptions. I know we've been talking about that a lot. But, you know, a lot of people don't know that what was talked about in the Ruddock report is actually legislation in Victoria. So that needs to change, not just around education, but in all forms of people who work for faith-based organisations, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a school. We also really need to look at funding around homelessness. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence that's looking and pointing to a rise and an overrepresentation of LGBTI people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And that really connects in with issues of family violence. We need to ensure that every cent that is going into family violence, that there is a consideration for our communities within that as well.
So your top two issues are amending the religious exemptions and secondly, investing in homelessness services for LGBTI people.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to say they're the top two because I think all of them are really important, but they are two really key issues. I think family violence, as I said, is also really key. Looking at from some of the other groups, because it would be, I think, remiss of me not to mention them, we need birth certificate reform for trans and gender diverse people. That is something, without a doubt, that can happen very quickly and needs to happen. We also need to ensure that...
Well, on that issue, what's been the Liberal Party's response?
Because
I understand they blocked the legislation last time.
They did. They blocked it last time. And I think that's something that, you know, if this is an issue that's really important to you, speak to your local MPs who are, or the people who are running to be MPs in your local area, find out their position on it and actually hold them to account. Similarly, our intersex friends, families, the fact that surgeries are taking place on infants and young people that is non-consensual is something that they continue to raise as a huge issue. So I think they're overwhelmingly important issues that need to be considered.
And there's a great bit of leadership around that with the Australian Human Rights Commission and Ed Santow's inquiry at the moment.
Yeah. I think like all of these issues do tend to be connected as well. You know, like while we've been talking a lot about religious exemptions because of the Ruddock Review, we don't want people to think that that's the only issue. And, you know, we've had some really positive announcements recently, but, you know, we need to look internally to Victoria and what are some of the issues that are being impacted. You know, mental health is a significant issue. There's concerns around the fact that the way in which NDIS funding works, that LGBTI orgs lost some mental health funding, and that is a concern that needs to be addressed.
And I think one of the other you know, challenges is, you know, on these issues, all these issues have a personal element, but they have a community element as well. And I actually want to recognise the work the lobby and others have done, and we spoke with Anna Brown about it earlier, around the changes that have been able to take place for the benefit of trans folk and birth certificates and marriage. And that's an example of, you know, good work behind the scenes, out of the public gaze, that actually delivers benefits. The challenge for this election is going to be, it's going to be very close.
Yep.
And I've said to many politicians, and they'll all remember it, guys, there's 5 seats you need to win government, and you will not win those seats unless you get the majority of the queer vote in those seats. Now, you might only be talking about 15 or 20% of the electors, but the margins in those seats, and we don't as a community vote as a block. You need to win the majority of our community's vote in those seats to get government. So it's incumbent on all of us in our community to engage with these MPs and with the candidates.
Absolutely.
And to use this resource, you know, your vote matters just as much as the rat bag up the road that talks nonsense.
Yeah.
Your vote matters just as much. And you know what? They need it.
We have to be engaged as a community.
Yes.
We can't expect other people to do the work for us. It's our own individual responsibility to create and develop the communities that we want. One thing that we are doing, I guess, to help the community understand where the different parties sit on these positions. So we sent the booklet out to all of the MPs, and what we have also done is created a survey for each of the political parties that's linked to the booklet, asking specific questions like, will you remove religious exemption? Will you ensure that funding is guaranteed for the development of the Pride Centre? Will you ensure that the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner role is maintained? And so we will be receiving that feedback from the political parties at the end of October, and we'll be creating a scorecard that will go out to the community, so then they can look at the issues and see what the responses are from the parties and where we've kind of scored them.
And are they responding, Dale? Are they taking it seriously?
So they have done it in the past, and we had a very, very successful candidates forum a few weeks ago that, you know, all of the parties attended. We had Martin Foley, David Davis, Fiona Patten and Sam Hibbins. So we feel that we've had really great engagement from them in regards to the booklet, to the candidates forum, and we're expecting the same level from the survey as well.
Fantastic.
You know, it's interesting. We find, you know, each year, as you know, in the run-up to a federal election or a state election, we get candidates in for a couple of key seats. And sometimes, you know, getting people in is a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But once an election's announced, all of a sudden...
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden...
Knocking on the door.
All of a sudden their phone has outgoing call privileges. they can actually ring you back.
I understand you had an incoming email this morning, Macca.
I did, yes.
Dale, which are the seats that we really need to keep an eye on?
We are actually doing some analysis of that at the minute. So some of the seats for our particular community that we know will be very close is the...
The ring.
Oh, my God, my mind has gone blank. But the electorate where Sam Hibbins is, that was very close.
So Paran.
Paran, which is my electorate, so I can't believe I just forgot where that is. Yeah. What a cliche. I don't actually live in Paran, but it's my electorate. So the Paran will be very close between the parties.
Richmond.
Richmond, yeah.
We've also got Melbourne.
Yes, Melbourne
and Brunswick
will be.
What about Albert Park?
And Albert Park, yeah.
Yes.
So basically, the city and the suburbs that surround it, and all of those seats, are actually on pretty fine margins.
And I think it's also important to think about it's not just the MPs, but also the Senate and
the upper house.
That is where a lot of legislation can get blocked.
Yes, as we've seen.
Exactly as we've seen.
Yeah. So how do people get hold of the Rainbow Votes, the booklet?
Yep. So we have created www.rainbowvotes.com.au for the election, and that has the booklet on there. It's got all the different elements. You can either download it or read it on the website itself. We have also uploaded the introductory segment from the candidates forum, and shortly we will be uploading the audio from that. It was an hour and a half, so we'll break it up into different sections so people can listen. And also keep on looking at Rainbow Votes for when the survey results come back.
And we'll get you back on when we get those survey results.
Yeah, definitely.
Dale, I'm just in closing off, what's your personal priority? As Dale, not as the convener.
To survive the next few weeks. I'm not sure I can really separate myself from it. I guess I actually think, and this doesn't impact me directly, I guess there are three. I think religious exemptions has been something that I've been fighting for a really long time. I think transgender diverse people need to be protected within our legislation better, within birth certificate reform, etc., and same with our intersex friends and colleagues. Yeah.
Good on you, Dale. Dale Park, convener of the VGLR...
Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Tess.
Dale, thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
We will also be having our AGM in December, and there will be new committee positions available. We will definitely be looking for a treasurer.
Okay, well, make sure you come back and talk to us about that, and when you do have a bit of a field, maybe we might even conduct some interviews.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.